Star 98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. So many families have certain challenges in their life, and there's one that seems to be more prevalent in the past few years that I know when parents and families come together to discuss autism, it gives them hope and encouragement. And here's an amazing story. The book is called Josiah's Fire, and his mom, Tawny Cullen, is a licensed pastor, conference speaker, and author, and she's got some great insight on how they have learned through this journey, how there's hope, and I love the story. Tawny, thank you for your time. Tell me why you wrote the book.
Well, I really wanted to share what God was doing in a very, what seemed like a hopeless situation. When Josiah was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder at age 2, he had been developing normally. We had had what we thought was going to be a normal life, and then very suddenly, he lost eye contact, lost words. He stopped responding to his name. We felt like we were losing him. We didn't know what had happened. And really, it was, you know, we open up the packet that we're given after 3 days of tests, and it says, autism spectrum disorder, no known cause, no known cure, lifelong. And as a mother,
yes,
I'm looking at that going, a pronouncement has been passed on my son. Where is hope when there is no hope?
Exactly. And when you're in the middle of that and it's your story, even if you've heard other people have gone through it, it feels isolating, I'm sure, when you know that this is what you have to deal with. Now, something happened. You said he lost his voice, but then he gained his voice again. How did that happen?
Well, despite all the work that we put into him and all the therapies, by age 5, we had kind of an addendum to the diagnosis, which was he was nonverbal, low functioning, and severe.
Wow.
Which was really, really difficult. Well, after about a year and a half, just trying to navigate through that, we got him an iPad, which helped. But I got him into a program that we learned how to do, and I continued to do with him, that kids like him were learning how to spell and learn by pointing at letters.
Okay.
And it was about a year into this that I was working with him, that all of a sudden I'm sitting at the table with him, and I'm reading to him from the children's Bible. And up to this point, he had only parroted back words that I had given to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read to him from the children's Bible about how Jesus healed the blind man.
Yes.
And I said, Josiah, Jesus healed the blind man. What did Jesus do? Did he H-E-A-L heal the blind man? Or P-L-A-Y, play with the blind man? Wrote that on a piece of paper, tap, heal, tap, play. He pointed to heal correctly. I said, okay, let's spell that. And had a little app up on the iPad in alphabetical order, the alphabet. He presses G. I'm like, oh, he's missing it. He presses O. He goes on to spell his first ever independent sentence.
Wow.
God is a good gift giver.
Oh, my goodness.
It was at that moment that life started to really change for us. And that's what we really talk about in the book. And essentially, that statement kind of became the thesis statement for our lives and really changed my heart.
Yes.
It talks about in Romans 15:13, may the God of hope give you joy and peace in believing.
What this does, I think, more than anything, Tawny, is gives people hope for whatever your situation is. It may look bleak and dark and despair, but with God, He is a life giver, and He's the one that gives hope also. So you can have this connection. Josiah's Fire is on Facebook. It's information that will help you if you're a family that has autism in your family. And of course, anything you need to know about this wonderful book and this great story is connected on my conversation link right now at star883.com.